favorite team is the Dallas Cowboys. I have full faith in them that they're going to go all the way this year. They're going to have to do it without Randy Gregory, one of their defensive ends, second year out of Nebraska, and has been suspended for a calendar year because of a little bit of a violation with the league's substance abuse policy. Only played a couple of games this year because he was already suspended for a drug violation, so he was suspended for the first 14 games of the year, and, I mean, he didn't even really play a whole lot last year anyway, so he is a great player. A lot of talent, but he can't seem to stay on the field because he keeps screwing up. And now he's not going to be eligible to play again until the playoff time for 2018. That's a long time to wait.
And that hits home for you, Cowboys fan, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I like to see everybody stay out of trouble, everybody be able to play and make this run to the Super Bowl for Super Bowl 51 against whoever out of the AFC can make it, probably the Patriots, but...
Randy Gregory, also a great representative of Nebraska football.
True.
Right now. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Randy Gregory, honorable mention number one.
Next, I got to go with Skip Bayless.
Yes.
Skip Bayless. Oh, what are you doing on your Twitter? I mean, Donald Trump is one thing, but Skip Bayless is on a whole nother level.
As far as hot takes?
Yeah, for one.
Okay.
He was not a fan of Deshaun Watson or even Clemson at all last night because he was – and I have the tweets right here. There's three of them at least that really caught my attention. His first one, and these are all within about 11 minutes of each other.
Yeah, like I think they started firing off when Clemson fell behind 14-0, I think is when these started to come out.
Skip says, Deshaun Watson just doesn't have it tonight. Badly missed two deep throws that were there. That third down pass wasn't even close. Trouble. And then he goes on to say that this game has turned into an unfortunate joke. Clemson has lost heart because its leader has inexplicably lost his way.
Yeah, that was the one that I saw being retweeted a bunch in the immediate aftermath of the ending.
And then 6 minutes after that, he says this championship game is about to be over. Well, that fourth quarter wasn't over because that leads to my next dishonorable mention, and that is the Alabama defense, who gives up 21 points in the fourth quarter. Now, granted, the title game last year, Deshaun Watson put up some monster numbers, had a great game, but didn't end up in a win for Clemson. Now, this time around, 21 points in the fourth quarter. They come back on the final, really the final offensive play of the game before the knee that – The for Clemson to wrap things up, the two-yard pass at the end of the game with 1 second left, Deshaun Watson turned that game around. Did the exact opposite of what Skip Bayless was saying he was doing, and Alabama does not give up points that easily. They're basically credited for being the best defense in the country, and I'm more than certain that 21 points is the most they have given up in a quarter this season.
Okay, I've got two thoughts here. One, Skip Bayless is awful, and this is what he does. I mean, he's made a career off of the hot take, and, you know, there's never really any real semblance of accountability here. You can just fire off that tweet and just go back to arguing and yelling the next day, and it doesn't matter because people get worked up, and Fox Sports 1's going to pay him $5 million, da-da-da-da-da. But, look, Deshaun Watson, you can't throw the guy under the bus that early. He did it last year against Alabama. Now he did it again this year. He's the only guy that seemingly can do it. There was so much time left in that game. That to me is like overreaction if you're, you know, super worked up negative Clemson fan saying like, oh man, this thing's over. Like you're so nervous and upset. You go, oh man, this thing's over. You can't do that if you're Skip Bayless. Come on, man. So I totally support that. Alabama's defense, I'm not sure if I can support them being Jabroni of the Week. I mean, they're still one of the greatest defenses we've ever seen in college football.
Well, that's the thing, though. They didn't live up to their name. They didn't make the stops when they needed to make the stops the most. Plus, I mean, let's not forget, in that final drive, there was an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty that gave Clemson an extra 15 yards, a pass interference call, which might have saved a touchdown, but I don't really think it would have. That happened in the end zone, put Clemson at the 2-yard line, and then they score. So Alabama made not only maybe some bad plays down the stretch. They made some mistakes, and that cost them the championship.
The 15-yarder, that penalty, I could accept it, especially if you would have zeroed in on that dude which I can't even remember his name right now off the top of my head. But that guy, that does contribute. That's kind of a jabroni type of thing. That was a huge play in that last drive.
However, my jabroni of the week, the first one of 2017, New Mexico basketball team. Now, this might be coming out of left field. Why am I bringing up New Mexico? Well, they were playing the Nevada Wolfpack. This was a couple days ago. New Mexico has a 14-point lead at home with a minute 16 to go, and Nevada just lights out from three on that from that point on. Nevada hit six consecutive threes to force overtime. Also keep in mind, New Mexico was at the free throw line multiple times to get a couple points to really could have put that game out of reach at times, but they were missing free throws. Three times that they went to the line, they missed both free throws. They never went two for two down the stretch. That game went to overtime. And in the ball game, Nevada hits a three with 2 seconds to go to win 105-104. The first ever win for the Wolfpack in the pit.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. And this is a scenario where, you know, usually I sit here and pick apart your jabronis and say you're being too mean, this is too harsh. I'm looking at your sheet right now and seeing up 14 with a minute and 16 seconds left. That qualifies in the threshold of I have no defense for you at all. You blow that lead, I don't care what the circumstances are. I don't care if all of a sudden Nevada turned into the Monstars. Like, there is no way that you should blow a 14-point lead in the last minute 16 of a game. That's a Space Jam reference for all you listening at home.
To give Nevada credit, though, a lot of those threes they were taking were contested. And some of those were bank shots that weren't called. And the shots they were knocking down, you don't knock those down very often, especially in a crucial situation. They just happened to hit six in a row, force overtime, and then win the ball game. That's unheard of. You never see that very often. You probably won't see that. It's almost like a lunar eclipse or something. It's so rare. It happens every 62 years.
You'll see it every now and then strung together two, maybe three times. Texas did it to K-State the other day in Bramlage, knocked down like two or three
right.
somewhat crazy threes there at the end of the game to make it closer. When you got a 14-point lead, that's cushion enough. Even if they do go on this crazy six threes in a row thing, you got your own free throws. Like you said, you can knock them down. You can put that game away. That should be good enough to get you past even the rare hot streak that a team runs into. So I will support that being the jabroni of the week. A very fitting jabroni of 2016. Did you pick like a jabroni of 2016?
Like a jabroni of the year?
Yeah, we should have done a jabroni of the
year. We did that last year, remember, but I don't know, just kind of ran out of time at the end of the year. Things have come up. I'm a more of a busier guy this time around.
Okay, so no jabroni of the year for 2016. Jabronis, you were safe in 2016. You're not going to be in 2017, especially if you are the New Mexico men's basketball team. That's going to do it for the game for Mitch Fortner and Grant Flanders filling in today as well. I'm John Kurtz. We've got Manhattan High basketball coming up next.